Alan Gilbert, music director of the New York Philharmonic, is not scared of new music, and he doesn't think audiences should be either.
Frankly, the reason I do new music is that I like a lot of it.
In addition to playing their own concerts, the Philharmonic is sharing the bill during the festival with some surprising partners, like Bang on a Can All-Stars. The six classically trained musicians do not actually bang on cans.
And we owe the security to their families if they die.
One of the group's founders is composer Julia Wolf.
With Bang in a Can, we're looking at certain kinds of wild and crazy, adventurous music that doesn't fit so neatly into the box. So we're ecstatic to be a part of it.
The ensemble is going to perform Wolf's multimedia oratorio, Anthracite Fields, inspired by Pennsylvania's coal country, near where Wolf grew up.
I wanted to honor the people that worked there. And so on one hand, I am looking at, did this industry and how, in a way, does it still connect to our lives? But how do I honor them? It certainly wasn't about, like, oh, coal is awful. There are things about coal that are awful, but it wasn't reduced to that.
The renowned Juilliard School and the Metropolitan Museum of Art are presenting H.K. Gruber's opera, Gloria, A Pigtail. Visual artist and puppeteer Doug Fitch is directing it. He's also designed costumes that are sort of wearable art for a story about a blonde pig, a wild boar, and avenging sausages.
There's a phalanx of nasty pigs' relatives, and there is a chorus of frogs, of course, and a couple of bebopping kind of oxen with a couple of prophecy-spouting birds. So it's your regular opera.
Juilliard grads Carlton Ford and Kevin Burdett could not resist croaking and bebopping in one of the school's practice rooms. Burdett sings the role of Roderigo, the wild boar.
It's fascinating music because it's intensely difficult. But when it clicks in, it gets this groove that sort of propels itself, and it's a hoot to sing. And I think it's probably for the audience, I think they'll think it's a gas.
Austrian composer H.K. Gruber's work has been performed around the world, but one of the programs features completely unknown composers. Last week, students at New York's Special Music School High School gathered to rehearse Beyond Outer by 15-year-old Zachary Dietrich.
I wanted to try and write a very atmospheric orchestral piece that kind of combines my feelings. It ended up combining my feelings about the high school and, I don't know, a little bit about how it feels to write music.
For New York Philharmonic music director Alan Gilbert, making students' work part of the festival mix is absolutely crucial to his mission.
Back in the 19th century, almost every concert was a new music concert. And I think that it's so important for music to continue to encourage people, to give them the sense that they can compose.
And in 2 years, Gilbert will again take a musical snapshot of the state of the art for the next biennial. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.